It's the Darren Copeland Experience. Weeknights, 8 to 10.
Oh, do you mean children's actor Ice Cube?
No, I mean back in the day, Thug Ice Cube.
I love this version of this song. It was a good day. Okay, so this is my version because I love the backup singing. It scares me because... Oh, yeah. I don't know
what today is. See, all that stuff just distracts from... That's a distraction. That's
no, it's a beautiful... No, it's beautiful music.
No. The original's way better.
How perfect was I? So anyway, you've seen the movie Get the... Have you seen the show The Get Down yet?
I've never even
My
heard
God,
of it.
Man, on Netflix, you have to watch The Get Down. So it's basically it's basically the story about Grandmaster Flash inventing rap in the 70s in New York. And it is, and they have some sick music. I gotta keep the music up. Or, you know, as everyone says, let it breathe.
It's a TV show?
Yeah, Netflix original series. Basketball. Oh, yeah. Basketball. Ooh, get him.
Like, how long can you keep a series like that
messed
going?
Around and got a triple-double. Messed around and got a triple-double.
Speaking of triple-doubles, ooh, let's actually inject a little sports into the Darren Copeland Experience. Hey.
No freaking way.
I know. It's a shocker, but it's got to be done.
44 minutes today.
Is that a record?
44 minutes in.
Is that a record?
Woo!
USA! USA!
We're actually going to do something sportsy.
Oh, we are the champions, my friend.
I swear to God, sometimes I feel like you are on drugs.
I'd like to thank you, baby. We made it all the way to the championship.
I feel like you were just on crack half the time you do this show.
I'm not. I'm high on life, man. Listen, no. First of all, crack sucks.
Or coke or something.
No.
You're on some kind of drug.
I'm not. Life.
I swear to God.
Why can't it be just not high on me?
Because most
I'm
people
high on me.
Don't.
Hey, I'm walking on sunshine.
Oh, okay. So, at halftime, big game in the Western Conference. The Spurs are leading the Golden State Warriors by 357-54.
Yes. Ooh, I got a question. Is anyone playing? Oh,
they're
I have to
playing.
Do it like Horseshack?
They're all playing.
Is anyone playing?
They're all playing.
Usually they all rest for these
nope.
games.
They're all playing this game, so no one's sitting down. Everyone's playing, and it is a three-point
You know, if I was
game.
A commissioner, do you know what I would have said to all these guys who were talking about rest?
What?
I would have said, you rest five guys, you forfeit that game.
I'm okay with that. You can still play the game if you want, but...
I mean, it doesn't matter.
See, they have to play it if it's national
have
TV.
Have to play it. Have to play it.
Because,
but, yeah.
I mean, they have to play those commercials. And another big one, Russell Westbrook has scored the most points ever in a triple-double. He got 57 as they beat Orlando. I mean, that doesn't really matter. But now he has a 99.9% chance of finishing the season with a triple-double. It kind of feels like watching history right now.
Do you know that 0% of the people who've averaged a triple-double in a season have ever gone on to win a championship or even...
Well, there's only been one, hasn't there? I think there's only been one player to ever...
Yeah, did he ever win a championship?
Bill Russell?
No, he didn't. Bill Russell didn't average triple-double. Chamberlain, I do not believe. He might have.
Will Chamberlain did not. I think other.
Bill Russell did not. There's only been one person who has ever averaged a triple-double.
Who?
Well, Ice Cube. But other than that, because he just was messing around.
Okay.
But the other one, Oscar Robertson, is the only other person to average a triple-double in a season.
Oh, I really thought it was Bill
Cincinnati,
Russell.
Whatever the heck they were called. Royals, I believe they were called. See, listen, you guys can all call me crazy, and you guys can all like,
well,
oh, yeah,
crazy.
He's on nuts, and whatever the big thing is.
See,
but
when
listen,
you talk
I
like that, that's when it
But listen,
crazy.
I got my sports. Listen, I know as much.
You just refuse
listen,
to talk about
I
it.
I know as much sports. I know as much about sports in this town as anybody. I will put my sports knowledge up about against anybody in this town, except for Woody Page, because he knows a lot. And Joe Williams.
And Irv Brown.
And Irv Brown. Those three. But other than that, I will put my sports knowledge up against anybody else. Well, in anybody else in this town.
Although Woody's not even in this town anymore, so basically
he's in this town.
He's in the Springs.
He doesn't write in the Springs. He writes here.
Not well, but he's being paid by the Springs.
It's sort of like when you know who is the guy that wrote the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. The you know.
Yeah, I think the same guy wrote Guys and Dolls.
The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse?
You're talking about the article, the newspaper article about
In
Notre Dame?
In print, they're called Jackson and Stevenson and Lothstein, but they are the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. That guy?
Yeah.
No one remembers that he wrote for some podunk paper that no one ever heard of. All that matters is you write it and you get syndicated. So as long as you get Woody Page, make no mistake about it, may work in Colorado Springs, but only so he can still be a columnist so he can get all his ESPN stuff, which he still appears regularly.
Well, yeah, no, he still does.
But that guy, I will tell you that guy knows.
Grantland Rice wrote that article.
He did. I was just going to say Grantland Rice.
Uh-huh.
But I couldn't get through the, I don't know.
Yeah. Grantland Rice, it was right on the tip of my tongue.
Well, I was listening to Ice Cube and all I could say was, man, it's just a G thing. But then I couldn't get any more. There was no
We actually, so before the show, you and I got together.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the show, and you had made a comment.
Half-Price Whiskey Wednesday. No, we weren't drinking whiskey before.
No.
I'm just kidding. I wish I was drinking whiskey, because Half-Price Whiskey Wednesdays.
Yes. And when they sign that paper, we'll gladly advertise it. We'll talk about it effusively.
We're so close to having sponsors. Listen, I'm just telling people. I'm just telling you out there right now. That, you know, I know that we are rare, but listen, we have a show as, you know, we're kind of like a virus. We grow on you.
I kind of like the analogy of you got to give
fungus?
Us. No, you got to give us a few shows. Like at first you're going to be confused.
And then sad.
You're going to be.
And then happier and then sadder.
It's kind of like going through the stages of death, you know, where you're like. You're sad, and then you're confused, and you're angry, and then you have acceptance, and then you love it, and all of that. So you've just got to give us a few shows. Like, give us a week. By the end of the week, I guarantee you, you'll enjoy it. I mean, you'll enjoy it anyway, but you'll really, really like it. You'll become addicted.
Can I just tell you?
Mm-hmm.
It just reminds me of some advice that I have taken to heart, and I think I've told you this, but like night around 1994, I learned about this last piece of advice, and I've always taken it to heart. It's from Albert Einstein. And what Albert Einstein said, what he said, and this is right before he died, Albert Einstein said,
You do that for everyone who's dead. You got to give us something new. You got to give us something new on that one because you've done that like five times. You've done that like five times. Every person who's dead, you're like, you know, as so-and-so said before he died, at least give me a Beach Boy so he sounds like he's drowning.
As Brian Williams once said, well, he didn't drown. Who was the one that drowned? Which Bee Gee drowned?
None of the Bee Gees drowned.
Yes, one of them drowned. What?
Gib.
One of the Gibbs. Thanks you. Yes, so. One of the Gibbs. Look it up.
I'm still working on Grantland
I'll bet you.
Rice.
Listen, I bet you. Okay, you wanted to do a bonnet and no shirt. You have to wear a bonnet and no shirt if a Gib didn't die
I'm not
drowning.
I'm making that bet.
You don't believe a Gib died drowning?
I'm not sure.
Or was it
drowning.
Murder? Tune in next time for the.
By the way, Grantland Rice was writing for the New York Herald Tribune when he wrote that article.
Yeah, do you know where the Herald Tribune is now?
It's gone, like every other newspaper in the world.
Denver Post isn't gone.
Well, they're holding on with the fingertip.
Bad news is.
Woody.
Yes, it is.
Listen, man, never again are we going to have the convenient fold there newspaper like we had in the past. It's the end of an era. We have to have the folded up again. I mean, there's nothing. The only good thing about the Denver Post.
What?
If you put it down on your carpet, the dog couldn't pee on the carpet because you had more of it to spread around.
You know who we got to get on the show? And he's a friend of mine.
Dog?
And you've met him. No. Drew Litton used to do these.
He still does, but he lives in Dallas.
No. He's back in Colorado.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he moved back a while ago.
You know, we should call people. I have tons of people.
Is he in the Springs?
No, he's actually living in Denver.
Do you know who we should call?
What?
Who? Luis Canales from over at Univision.
Why?
Because not this last season, but the season before when they won the Super Bowl, the Broncos. He was the play-by-play announcer for Spanish language Univision.
Broncos.
Yeah.
Good. All right.
Well, sports guy. He's their sports anchor.
Okay.
Lots of soccer. We could also call people down to Colorado Springs. Oh, by the way, you know what?
I don't care about the Springs.
No, you know what? About
the Springs. What?
Nothing.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.